在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
Grammar Girl here. Today's show was shoved into our editorial schedule because of a grammar emergency. Steve Jobs said funnest on Tuesday in his keynote address about the new iPods, and people all over the internet freaked out. It may just be my skewed perspective, but it seems to me that more people were talking about whether funnest is a real word than were talking about iPods. I felt it was my duty to respond. Researching the word funnest and its close relation funner turned out to be a lot less fun than I had hoped. The opinions are so varied that I became completely engrossed and frustrated and forgot to call my mother on her birthday. Sorry, Mom. First, the easy part. Everyone agrees that fun was originally just a noun. For example, you could say, we had fun, which is the grammatical equivalent of we had cake. Fun is more of an abstract thing than cake, but they're both nouns. People at the same party may disagree about whether they had fun, whereas they would probably all agree that they had cake, but fun and cake are both nouns. But now we head down the slippery slope of fun, because many modern sources only grudgingly accept that fun can also be used as an adjective, as in, Squiggly throws a fun party. In that sentence, fun is an adjective that modifies the noun party. It was a fun party. How fun made its way from a noun to an adjective is a great illustration of how language can change over time. Nouns can be used to modify other nouns, and when they are, they're called attributive nouns. In the phrase sugar cookie, sugar is a noun, but it's being used in an attributive way to describe the cookie. Attributive nouns do exactly the same thing as adjectives. You could say, I ate a sugar cookie, or I ate a yummy cookie. The sentences are constructed the same way, but sugar is an attributive noun, and yummy is an adjective. The Oxford English Dictionary notes a few uses of fun as an attributive noun, such as funfair and funfest in the early 1900s. It was probably from there that fun worked its way from noun to adjective, and English nouns often end up becoming adjectives, too, over time. A few sources note that fun as an adjective is a generational thing. It's much more acceptable to, open quote, children, youngsters, slackers, and people who were born after 1970, end quote. I suspect that many of you listening probably use fun as an adjective without even thinking about it, and it doesn't sound strange to your ears. But remember, that wasn't always the case. It's a concession on the part of language traditionalists to let you live after you say something such as, it was a fun party. They'd prefer you say something like, we had fun at the party. And here's where it gets really contentious. This is where I got stuck looking up reference after reference, trying to find a convincing answer. If people accept that fun is an adjective, they should accept that fun can be inflected like other adjectives. If crazy becomes crazier and craziest, and silly becomes sillier and silliest, why can't fun become funner and funnest? We told you in episode 124 that one-syllable adjectives, like fun, use the suffixes er or est on the end of the adjective. For example, tall has one syllable, so if you wanted to compare the height of your family members, you might say, I'm taller than my sister, but I'm not the tallest in my family. If you accept that fun is an adjective, the way to make the comparative and superlative forms would be funner and funnest. Yet, even people who accept that fun is an adjective are unlikely to embrace funner and funnest. It seems as if language mavens haven't truly gotten over their irritation that fun has become an adjective, and they decided to dig in their heels against funner and funnest. In their minds, if fun as an adjective is still informal, then the inflected forms are still non-standard. Or to use less fussy words, funnest is grating and horrifying, and the language mavens still have enough influence to hold the line for now. In the end, I've come to believe that there's a fun continuum. On one end, you've got fun the noun, and everyone is happy to cluster around and be associated with it. That's the standard usage. Then, if you move on to fun the adjective, you've got a smaller but still significant group of people who will give their approval. That makes fun as an adjective informal usage. And then, as you move on down the continuum, you've got a much smaller group of people who are willing to grab funner and funnest by the shoulders and give them a big welcoming hug. That would be an example of language in flux. This small group clearly includes Steve Jobs, who's just thrust funnest into the spotlight. I predict the Funnest iPod Ever campaign will increase the general use of funnest and could even push it into the informal usage category. Now that's power. Thanks to all my Twitter friends whose comments about the word funnest inspired me to do this show. And we've launched another great new podcast called The Nutrition Diva's Quick and Dirty Tips for Eating Well and Feeling Fabulous. She really knows her stuff and is a lot of fun. This week, she's talking about the good and the bad when it comes to eating nuts. You may also want to head over to quickanddirtytips.com to sign up for our free email newsletter. Not only will you get a free grammar tip every week or so, but this week we're also giving away another free chapter from my print book, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. The sign-up button is in the left-hand sidebar at the website. That's all. Thanks for listening.